The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims. Today's guests, oh, are they important to me? Have they made such an impact on my life, on my family, but most importantly, on my home? I met these two lovely ladies back in 2015 when they came into my life and completely revamped my pantry.
It's such a good story. And I have to say, I was so inspired that when I moved into my own house, it looks like you came into my pantry.
Cut to, we have Clea and Joanna from Get Organized with The Home Edit. The Home Edit, as I like to call them. They don't just go as Clea and Joanna. Like, they're one. They're a unit. They're two, but they're one. I'm so proud of them. They're going to unveil something that I don't even know, that something's around the corner. They're going to talk about their new TV show. They're going to talk about what they do. But most importantly, today on this episode, we're going to be talking about Spring Cleaning 101. And when I tell you, a lot of people say, how do you get organized? It is through Clea and Joanna, their process, their team, how they do it. They have how many books now out? 3 books and some exciting things on the way. So I love you. I can't wait to see you. They also has expertise in organization to design a line of products sold in 25 countries. They have an exclusive with Walmart. Think everything from bags to notebooks, and they just launched it not too long ago. An amazing new cleaning line, which I'm going to let them talk about. But I'm just so excited to have you both in front of me because I miss seeing your faces all the time in La La Land.
We miss you guys. Yeah, this is such an honor. Always.
They're
always
amazing.
Can't wait to see you in person, though, again.
I know. I think you were here when I was away.
Yes.
But I'm coming to Nashville. I'm coming. I'm going to do maybe like a little Wise Trunk show. I'm going to ask you guys to help me host it. Okay. Let's catch up. Let's do our catch up first. And then I promise you we're going to go into spring cleaning. Tell me everything.
Okay. That's how I feel about you. Whenever I see you, I'm like, Molly, tell me everything.
I know. I'm like, what? Like, there's so many things to tell you and to talk about. Do you want to hear our very exciting breaking news of what's coming out finally?
That would be
yes.
Yes.
Okay. We have two different books coming out. We are officially launching into the children's publishing space.
Wow.
So we have a board book called Let's Put That Away, like for young kids, get them started early.
So
it's amazing. You're going to want to eat the book. You're going to literally want to eat it. And then we have a book that we are so proud of. It's called The Home Edit for Teens. And it is teaching young adult children to
budding people.
Get in there.
Budding people.
And we set up the systems for them and give them the exact guidance and tools that they need to actually take care of their rooms and the household spaces themselves.
No more excuses.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. Walk us through the book. I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with The Home Edit for Teens, because it's obviously, you know, Stella just turned 13 this week. Miles turns 13 in a couple of weeks. You know, we are at the forefront of this challenge. One of the main questions that we get asked all the time is there any point in even trying to get organized if I have kids? And that is like, it makes me want to, you know, jump up and down and fly out the window, because I'm like, of course.
Yes.
There are functioning people in your household that have, they are fully capable and able to take care of their spaces and to appropriately put things away. We just need to give them the tools to be able to do it. And we start early with training kids to be able to take care of spaces in preschool, right? Like they're able
hence
to-
Hence the board book, right?
Like we're getting them all at all ages. But, you know, kids are taught in a kindergarten classroom setting to put their toys away. You know, the teacher is not running around on their hands and knees putting away every single toy. That's part of
cleanup.
But part of the cleanup process.
But part of it is, I think, always on the parents, because like I know that my mom, I could make the biggest mess in the world and she would put all my toys away. And well, I do that with my one daughter, my oldest daughter, ingrained in her. Her bedroom looks like the literally it was cleaned and military corners on her bed every morning before she goes to school. But that's genetic and it did not come from me, as Molly knows.
I mean, the truth is kids shouldn't be expected at this age to know exactly what to do. There's kind of an education gap between kindergarten and adulthood. And we are there to fill that.
Will you talk about that system that you set up? Because listen, I think it's the system that you have brilliantly coined, for lack of a better word, but that system is real. Like when you're in the mud room, when you're in the pantry, like my kids know this goes, this is there. Like the books, when you color code them red, yellow, blue, like put the book back. Like you have made it really easy for adults. Yeah. I can imagine how much this book is going to blow up because teens do need that structure. They do need it. They do.
And they love it. Honestly, they look for structure, I think. So if we can provide it for them, great. And they also love ownership. I mean, I think a lot of times organization goes off the rails because everyone's like, that's not my problem. That's not my space. You know, so everyone doesn't feel that ownership. But when you're catering to a specific space that someone owns, people are invested in keeping it organized and clean and, you know, how they want it to look.
And also, right. Like, I mean, Scarlett just turned 9 a few days ago, but I walked in her bathroom the other day and she's like, I redid all of like my headbands and my barrettes. Mm-hmm. I replaced it with all my skincare.
Yes.
And she'd taken all her Lucite things that you had gotten her that had the bows and all of that. I don't even know where I think the bows are now in the drawers. Yeah. But her little layered system of like her Lucite, where I think, you know, Clea and Joanna made it so pretty. It's now perfectly stacked, tiered. Into mm-hmm. that little system, into her
serums and face masks
that she doesn't need. Yeah. But
so our kids will never have acne. Our kids are going to grow up. They're going to have no skin issues. I don't even know what life they're going to lead. This was
no. I know Marlo has a skin regimen that I don't even understand. She has to tell me. She's like, "Have you used this new cleanser?" And I was like, I don't know what that is."
So Scarlett just started spring cleaning. I think a lot of people have started to tackle. I know I have it on my to-do list to tackle my closet. How do we and where do you suggest one starts? Because it can be very overwhelming if you are not as organized as Miss Molly by nature.
I swear to God, on the day of her birthday, I've got 4 drawers. Remember in the mudroom? So I've like, mm-hmm. Brooks has 2 drawers because he plays so many sports. Scarlett has a drawer. Gray has a drawer. The amount a complete trash bag taken out of those 4 drawers because they've been on so many teams and they get a uniform. And mm-hmm, I'm like, but they don't use this uniform anymore.
So where does one start?
Yeah, where do we start? I started in that.
I think that that's actually brilliant for you to start right there, because I think when people get really overwhelmed at the concept of spring cleaning, they think about the whole house. And that's absolutely not that. You do not need to do that. You need to tackle something that you can, like, bite size, you know, like within... Mm-hmm. One contained area, just like the mudroom, and don't think about the rest of the house. You know, you can do this in phases by all means, like, and use the motivation you get and the energy you get from cleaning out that one space and having that trash bag full of, you know, a donation pile and letting that fuel you to move on to the next space. But I think the most daunting for spring cleaning purposes is always going to be the closet. You know, there are different layers of complexity when it comes to organizing projects. When it comes to spring cleaning, that editing out piece, the closet is always going to be the trickiest. Because if you spring clean your pantry, you're like, is this expired or is this not? Like, am I still eating this? Am I not? You know, it's kind of like much more cut and dry in terms of the editing process. The closet is just always going to be
tough.
There's
so much emotional attachment in the closet for me.
And there's... For everybody, honestly. And if it's not an emotional attachment, it's like this, like, am I going to fit into that size again?
What are your tips for that? Like, what would you say if you're cleaning your closet? Because I know I'm a hoarder And now okay. I have three daughters and I'm like, but maybe in like 10 years, like this dress is going to come back in fashion. Yeah. And like, I'd love for them to have, literally I have now hidden stuff in my crawl space in my attic.
Okay. Did you go into all my, right. well, you know, they're coming to my house in a few weeks. Oh my. So they had me do the first edit. 22 yeah. bags.
I couldn't do it. I'm going to be like, well, I mean, they might come amazing. Back in well, style.
Molly's exactly right, though. The first tip is to think about the editing in a separate time than to do the organizing, because it's two separate things and it's too much to do all at the same go. Yeah. It becomes way too overwhelming. So if you're like, okay, today is going to be the edit and you can emotionally prepare for that, like, you know what you're going to be, what the obstacles are probably going to be. Is this going to fit? Am I going to like this in a couple years? You know, do I want to hand this down to my child? All those things, you know what's going to come up for you. So then you can mentally prepare for that piece separately from like, okay, how do I want this to look in my closet?
Also made a big difference because I thought you guys were coming. This was like 5 or 6 days ago. And they're like, and so I'm like, okay, got to get it done. I've got to do it. They're fine. Like, I've got to do it. By the way, I did it in 1.5 days. I spent 2.5 hours and like an hour, and I crushed. I had my coffee, I had my tea, I had a liter of water, I had everything in there. It was like literally, I'm like running a marathon. I'm like, let's go. I have a girl who works with me named Alex. And I finally looked at Alex, I go, listen to me, because I'm like, what do you think? She goes, oh, I love it. And I'm like, okay, no, this isn't gonna work. This is you are not Clea and Joanne. This is not gonna work. I'm like, you have to be hardcore. If you can have someone with you in the closet,
yeah,
not Mike, but anyone that can be like, okay.
No. Mike would be like, how much did you spend on all this crap?
You can't go down that road.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too, that we always say to anybody, because it's true if you have a tiny apartment in New York City or if you have a humongous house somewhere, you either get the item or you get the space. You don't get both. So at some point you run out of space, no matter how big your space is. And so that, to me, that's what I use. I'm like, okay, do I want this to be crammed or do I want to have like breathing room? And that is what helps me determine.
Okay, guys, not to pull an Emisha, but I think I'm officially switching up my signature scent. Em is the queen of changing up her favorite products, whether it's a foundation, a new mascara, or perfume, and I have now caught myself doing the same thing. Okay, this all started when Schaefer, who I work with, walked into the office smelling literally like summer. I mean, I seriously don't know how else to describe it besides that. It was pouring rain in LA. It has been raining here a lot, you guys. And here she walks in smelling like she was just tanning poolside. And I knew I instantly needed it. It turns out the scent was from the sunscreen brand Vacation, and it is also called Vacation. Let me just tell you, that is truly the perfect name because when you smell it, you're instantly transported to a tropical getaway. It perfectly captures the smell of classic sunscreens with the notes of coconut, banana, orange blossom, and even pool water and swimsuit lycra. It doesn't really get much better than that, people. After trying and loving Vacation, I was eager to their newest scent, After Sun, which blends the notes found in their iconic After Sun gel like aloe vera, green tea, cucumber, and cardamom. You guys, when I wear it, it immediately feels like I should be drinking an Aperol Spritz on the East Coast right now. Both fragrances are specially paired to capture the memories of summer and take you from day to night. And that is exactly what they do. They seriously crushed these fragrances with how unique they are and perfectly capture the essence of my favorite season, summer. So give them a try. You guys, for a limited time, we got you, our favorite listeners, 20% off their entire order with code LIPSTICK. That's vacation.inc, okay? Vacation.inc, 20% off their entire order with code LIPSTICK. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I mean, at this point, I think Stuber wants me to put a Jenny Kane ban on my credit card because I've been shopping there way too much. I'm not kidding. I basically stopped there at the Primavera Country Mart location almost every week. It is my everything. It's a problem, I know, but that is beside the point. If you follow me on literally any platform, you would know I am a huge fan of Jenny Kane. I wear Jenny. I mean, really wearing Jenny, you're like the cool mom, the chic mom, the sport mom. You're almost like every mom. You are the cool mom. You can be minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. Jenny Kane believes in the art of simplicity. I think that's what she does the best, but she has comfort and quality and timeless design so you can curate a wardrobe that truly, honestly, never goes out of style. I mean, let's just get into some of my favorites. The cashmere cocoon cardigan. I know, I've talked to you about this over and over. It is a must. They have 100 different colors. I love it so much. I literally have gifted everyone I love in almost every color wave. I also just got their Cove dress in white for my spring break trip to Laguna Beach. And let me just tell you, it's absolutely going to be my staple for this spring and summer. Not to mention, I had 3 women come up to ask me where I got my dress from. All you guys got to do is go to jennykane.com to find your new uniform. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code LIPSTICK15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code LIPSTICK15. Let getting dressed be one less thing you have to worry about.
Best term. I think it was actually Mimi that said this. She was like, you always want to have negative space. So that,
yeah, I think she got that from us.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. It was from
probably.
You. She probably did. There you go. She's the one that walks into my closet and has a panic attack.
Yeah. Negative space is really important. It's what we talk about in our very first book. We call it the golden rule of editing. You want your space to be no more than 80% full. It's kind of like with eating, the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. You want to leave that 20% room for not being overly stuffed. You know, when you're overly full, it doesn't feel good in your body. It doesn't feel good in your home. Mm-hmm. And having that room for me is really important. I never want my closet to feel too full. It's not doing me a service, and it's not doing my items any service either. If they're just hanging on a hanger, getting dusty, I mean, I need to not think that, well, someday I might wear it. I'm not wearing it. Like, I'm just not. And if it comes back in style, well, I'm going to have to buy that new style again, because it's making it hard then for me to find what I actually do want to wear. And, you know, getting to the root of actually the clothing that I like. But it takes some really hard decision making. And I think Molly's right. Having a friend with you to cheerlead you and support you, but also tell you the tough truth, is really important.
And again, what you said, ditch it, donate it, keep it. Like, have your piles, be strong, be clear with your pillars. Also, what I think, you know, listen, you've made organizing, for lack of a better word, super chic. Like, you, your accessories, how you help make the closet look amazing, the mudroom look amazing, the pantry look amazing, the freaking garage look amazing. Can you pick a few items that every family needs from your line? Because your line at Walmart is stellar, high-end, and affordable. Is. Like, it's
Thank you.
An incredible, yeah. It's incredible what you've done.
First of all, thank you so much. And we're really, really proud of these items. You know, I mean, they are game changing.
Right. We were selfish when we made them, because the thing is that they were missing from the marketplace. We made them for us because we needed them.
I think the number one thing that you can never go wrong with are our clear all-purpose bins. Mm-hmm. They work for everything. They are good for everything. You can take them to like the black belt level and have them all labeled and subdivided and categorized within the category. And you know, you can get as organized as you want. But even if your items just make it into the bin and are separated by, you know, from other items, you know, even if you don't do micro organizing, that is such a big win. If you can just get your items contained, that's like, I mean, if you can edit down your items to what you want and then contain them, that's like 90% of the way there. You know, you don't
Absolutely.
Have to overthink it.
The clear bins are, I have probably 50 of them from you guys. They're amazing. And I love, like, you can also buy the labels from the Home Edit. You can go on their site. You can order them.
I have them.
She has them. She did it. And they're so good. It's like literally you did her pantry.
But I will say this too, and I think it's for... Because this is like the yin and the yang at the organizing. Like, I am a hot mess. Like, Molly can't walk into the guest room I stay in because my clothes are everywhere. You know, I'm not naturally organized. I get OCD about the weirdest things, But when I do organize, like I have two spots in my home that I have followed your rules with. And I'm going to give the example that I think for every household in America, they need this. If you don't have a pantry, the under your sink. So when I lived in New York City and I would open under my sink, everything would topple over onto me. And it was like I would literally shove something and really quickly slam the door so that nothing would open and fall. Mm-hmm. I followed your system that I found on your Instagram, how you organized the under the sink. And I ran and I bought your containers. And this was 3+ years ago. My husband looked at me and goes, you will never maintain that. To this day, it still mm-hmm. looks like I did it yesterday because there's a system.
Yep. Right. That's all it takes.
And it's, if I could do it to the rest of my house, you would be so much happier visiting me. But the system is what you guys are so incredible at. It's unbelievable.
Organized person. Systems should be simple. That's why the teen book for us is such a no-brainer, because I think that people really assume that organization is tough and hard to maintain. But the truth is it just takes some energy and effort at the beginning. And then it should be plug and play. You know, kids from all ages, adults, husbands, wives, partners, roommates, everyone should be able to follow a very simple system. Don't overcomplicate.
I know, it got mislabeled. Like when it first started, somebody out there said, organization is so hard, don't even bother. And I feel like that caught on, and it's a false narrative.
It's a false narrative. Another thing, okay, the clear bins. I think your huggable hangers are phenomenal.
Yeah, we love our hangers.
Your hangers are incredible.
Hangers are so important. I mean, everyone has a different hanger preference. And, you know, we obviously are willing to organize it with whatever hangers anyone wants. Uniform hangers, game changer.
Game changer.
It makes it's so all pretty. The
can you tell why yours are so, what makes them so, I mean, I can if you want.
Yes. Yeah. No, they're wooden and they're thin.
Thin.
That's the thing. A lot of times they're
slim,
too thick.
And one hanger. That is durable, because a lot of slim hangers break. You know, they snap in half.
Oh, I hate that.
It's the worst. And so we wanted to design a beautiful, slim, durable hanger that it can hold. I mean, it's like crazy. It can hold like 100 pounds or something.
And it doesn't slip.
And it doesn't slip.
No, it doesn't slip. And you can, apparently you can get them wet or put them in the dishwasher. Not that you need to, but I just remember that.
No, but you can put wet like clothing to hang up
and
to dry.
And you're not going to destroy the hanger.
Yeah, that's right. And the uniformity, I mean, that's like an aesthetic piece, but it makes such a difference. If you have streamlined hangers, you just feel like I have my life together, kind of a feeling.
Yes.
When you were first working with a client, and I would love you to talk about it, because this is what you guys did so well on Get Organized. You really found that when you went into these homes, like it was almost like therapy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It made women and men and a family feel better. So there is some self-care to really having an organized house. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, we have long said that organizing is a form of self-care. It's meditative. It is cleansing. You know, it's not just clearing clutter in the physical space, but it clears clutter from your mind. It brings a sense of calm and order when, to be honest, like what in life do we even have control over anymore? So it's like nice to be able to just have the ability to simply know where everything is in your home. You never have to look for anything. You never have to think about where it goes. Everything has a home. You don't have to argue with your kids or your husband or whomever about where things are. And it brings such a sense of calm to walk into a space and there are no piles. Everything just has a home and is placed in it. And you can think about the 1 million other things you have to deal with. You don't have to deal with being encumbered by your physical space. And it is so powerful.
It's so powerful.
It is. And to wake up and to know where everything is and not see a pile the first thing you do when you open your eyes, that is empowering. That makes you want to get out of bed as opposed to like curl back up and put the covers over your head.
What do you think is the hardest room in your home outside of the closet to tackle if you're trying to
pantry.
The pantry?
What about the garage? 100%.
I was going to say the garage for me is like...
The garage is tough. The garage can be tough.
The garage is definitely tough. But here's the reason why we say the pantry. The garage is very difficult for a multitude of reasons. It was, you know, it's everything from climate control, you know, temperature issues. Sometimes when you're organizing a closet, there's junk, there's clutter. It's big, it's dirty. It can be over, you know, there are a lot of reasons why a garage can be overwhelming. I almost count that in a addition to the home. Like, I feel like that's kind of its own category.
Like garage, attic.
I also feel like husbands can really run amok in the garage and then you just don't have as much control personally.
Yeah, I mean, but the nice thing I think about organizing a garage is decision-making seems to be a lot easier. You know, it's like, am I using it? Am I not using it? There's nothing.
Well, that's because you don't use the garage stuff.
That's true. But you but you kind of can tell, like, if something has been there.
No, I feel like that's because you literally, and I'll speak for myself, use zero things that are
Joanna,
from the garage.
Joanna, I've organized 1 million garages. I know how to organize a garage.
No, I'm not saying that. You just don't care about the stuff in it. So you're not attached to it.
I care about everyone's things when we're organizing.
You don't care about a lawnmower, though, or like a recycling bin.
No, but I'm also not stupid enough to be like, let's donate the lawnmower. I don't know.
No, but I'm talking about for you personally.
I'm not talking about for me personally. Are we talking about our own homes?
I was, actually, in this situation. Okay. I was talking about our own
My garage.
I am talking about someone's garage, okay, that we organize. Okay. I mean by the decision-making is easier is it's not as difficult to figure out if that paint can is worth keeping. You know, like the decision-making is you're much less attached to things in your garage. That might not be true for things in your attic. Like those could be sentimental items or those have different landmines. Every space has different landmines, but the garage is kind of like, okay, is it junk? Is it not? You know, like the decision-making is a little easier. For a pantry, the reason why we say that is such a complicated space. Well, Molly can tell you from the very first time we organized it, when you unload a pantry, it actually takes up your entire kitchen. And
it's a clown car.
You don't even believe.
You do not believe. And I think this was so good with the show because they were able, and on their Instagram and socials, to be able to lay everything out in your pantry. It is phenomenal what you can keep and get in there.
Yeah. It's shocking. It's shocking because often when we get into a pantry, people have technically maximized their space. They just haven't done it in an organized way. So what you get are shelves with everything crammed from the top to the bottom and all the way to the back. It is just, it's like a compression of things. And so when you take them all out, I mean, I remember Scott, Molly's husband, when he walked in the house that first day. First of all, I think he almost turned around and left. But when he walked in the house, he was like, what is all that? Like, where did this all come from? And we're like,
we had unloaded Ma's whole pantry on the kitchen island.
It was all on the kitchen island. He was like, where is all this? That was from this small, tiny pantry.
But I think that's the problem with the pantry, right? Because like, I know for my own self, like I'll forget what I have in my pantry. And my pantry's actually very organized. And I'll be like, ooh, do I need more tomato sauce? I don't know. Maybe I do. So I just like buy like 2 cans. And then you go home and you realize you have 6 cans. And now like you've got 6 cans in there. And that's like where I think the pantry becomes like a dark hole. Like my mother-in-law's pantry, I pulled out a tomato sauce. It had an expiry date of 2006 on it.
Stop it.
Yikes. Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's part of, you know, working with the pantry, it should be a high turnover space. It should be things that you're buying to use and then you actually use them. You need to, number one, try and make grocery lists from your pantry.
Yeah.
Stand in your pantry.
One more time. Make a grocery list from your pantry inside so you know what you have and what you don't have.
Yes. Do not sit on the couch and make it or put a ship list together or whatever, assuming that like I probably don't. Because what you probably have are 4 jars of whatever you're about to buy.
Or doing it at the grocery store, walking the aisle and being like, huh, I wonder if I'm out of this.
Definitely don't do that. Definitely don't do that. I am a full proponent. Like, there's nothing I love more than like wandering Trader Joe's to find like new things or like Whole Foods or whatever.
Mix, yeah.
Right. Like, just like a new snack.
Nothing is more fun.
Like,
nothing
something else
fun.
That's come out. That's different. Yeah. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. You know, wander the grocery store. But don't assume that you don't have things when you likely do. So make your list from your pantry. You also need to make a commitment to edit your pantry at the minimum, I would say, twice a year. That is a very reasonable expectation. It shouldn't take you more than...
Ideally more.
Of course more. But like, if you can get to it twice a year, just make sure. Because if you think about most like packaged goods, canned goods, you know, they're not super high perishable. So the likelihood of them getting expired within those handful of months, you know, you can probably get away with it. Would I love someone to do it quarterly, 4 times a year? Of course.
We're all launching into a new quarter also. So if anybody needs a little kick.
That's right.
Spring cleaning, you know, I do. Like, I believe it. Is there anything we should stock up on? Are there certain things you're like, okay, because I suck up on my paper towels, my toilet paper. Like, And is there a designated area you would suggest?
I would say this. I would sort of say the inverse is that sometimes people overstock and then they don't have space for it. So I caution people to think that they're a Costco shopper when they don't have the space for like a Costco shop. And then they come home and they have like 70 things and they're like, well, I don't have the space for it. And then it becomes a,
and it's
you
just
know,
laid
a pile
out
somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so being organized in your space is so helpful to also understand what you need to buy, not just what you're missing, but let's just say paper towels, for instance. If you designate the top shelf of your pantry for paper towels, just saying, that is the allotment. That is your space that you have designated for that item. If you're running low, you'll know it, right? And you'll fill up that space with more paper towels. If you're not running low, you don't need to buy more paper towels. Like that is it. There's no reason to get six other packs and put them
in
the garage.
It tells you. The space tells you what you're low on.
So, you know, again, if it's canned goods or if it's rice in your canister, whatever it may be, if you are organized and you know this is the space I have for rice, you know, I have these three canisters for three different kinds of rice or a bin, let's say, just a bin with boxes of rice in it, you know if you're running low. Like if, and you do not need to continue to overbuy. Your space will tell you what it can hold and you need to like be in agreement with your space. You need to be aligned on what can go in there. And there's really no point in overbuying. I don't care how big your pantry is or if you even have a cabinet pantry. Whatever space you have, those, you know, you're confined to that space and overbuying just doesn't really serve you.
What are your favorite top two, top three favorite of all time organizational hacks?
Ooh, oh my God. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'll start a turntable. I mean, it's so simple, but it's so brilliant. I mean, it allows you to get to the space in the back without knocking everything over on the way to get to the back.
I have two of yours in my pantry.
I have three.
Yeah, I know. Aren't they? Don't they just make you happy?
They make
me
happy.
They're just cute and they spin around.
I know, like, now in my kitchen. I love it.
And if you have the items that are smart to put on a double-decker turntable, even the better. Like, the fact that
double-decker,
you can then get to everything front to back and also maximize the height of every shelf, amazing. Ooh, chef's kiss.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Another incredible hack is an over-the-door holder, an over-the-door organizer. A lot of people make them. We make them. The Container Store makes a great one. Elfa. It hooks over the door, top and bottom. It doesn't damage anything. You don't need tools or anything like that. It's very simple. It's not the old kind of canvas droopy organizers. These are ones that we like to say have structural integrity with like actual baskets that clip onto it. You know,
they're chic.
They're chic. They can be styled out really beautifully. We make one that's acrylic. It's gorgeous. And it basically invents space where none existed before.
Is like it for your closet or for your pantry or
everywhere?
Everywhere.
When I moved into a new house, this was a house a couple houses ago, but I did not need the extra space. Clea came over and she's like, you have an over the door on every single door. And I'm like, I know, because they're so fabulous and they allow you to create space where there wasn't. And because I'm so short, I could double the space lower down than having stuff on the top shelves.
I need that.
You need that.
It is so smart. Oh. It's a magic trick. And the funny thing, though, about Joanna's house is like she had them on every closet door, but I'd open the closet and there was nothing on the shelves. It's like she was so excited to use the over the door unit.
I just,
she just
love
like,
an over the door.
She just like
went
directly
with
to
the
back.
Door. You don't have to worry
oh,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like it's amazing. Okay.
Wait,
another
really,
magic
wait,
trick.
Really quick, I just want to say for the uses of the over the door, it of course can be used in a pantry it could be used for paper towels or it could be used for spices or snacks, like grab and go snacks for kids. It's great for that, like little bags of Goldfish and things like that. It's amazing in a baby nursery for diapers and all sorts of supplies to keep that right there, because that's where you really do need to overbuy sometimes because you need to have that extra stock of baby wipes and all that. It's great.
A bathroom?
In bathroom. If you don't have drawer space or cabinet space in a bathroom, an over-the-door unit is incredible. It also can hold towels. It can be like a little mini linen closet. And it's also fantastic in a kid's room because, like Joanna said, kids that are short, like Joanna, they're little under-tall people, are, you know, they can't reach high shelves. So this allows kind of lower access things, whether it's you can do it for games or like board books and little stuffed animals, or you can do it for kids' shoes. They can grab themselves. It's endless. You can tell we're passionate.
Okay. I have two other hacks. One, Clea and I always say, but I'm going to go to that one next. One that I also like to use, speaking of under tall, is having like a foldable step stool throughout the whole house. because the thing is, when you have a barrier to entry, you do not want to put things away. And people are like, oh, I just don't feel like putting things on the top shelf. I need to go get a chair to stand on. I need to go find a stool from the garage. Just buy a little tiny foldable step stool and put them all, sprinkle them throughout the house if you can. And voila, you are motivated to put things away.
You're motivated to put it away.
Yes. Because that's how piles happen. When you're like, I can't get to the top shelf of the closet. Right. I'm just going to pile it on, you know, the floor, the dresser, whatever. I mean, that's how piles happen. So
yeah,
we have shelves and we have vertical space to use, right? And if we're not using it to the best of our advantage, if you don't have a step stool and you do get it up there, then it goes there to die. Or
that's right,
it never goes back because it just ends up, you know, creating piles. Molly, I'll send you the link to this. I found one that I love. It's on Amazon. It's super affordable. It's gold. It's very pretty. It's a gold foldable step stool. And it stands by itself, like the feet of it. It's amazing. It like collapses together. It's so chic. I have it in like every single room of the house.
I'm doing that. Okay. What else, Joanna?
Step stools. Okay. A cart. I mean, we talk about carts like we invented the idea. We did not come up with a cart.
You did.
We did make a very
cheap
one.
You almost did.
But
yeah,
the cart, you guys, that is extra space. It's a magic trick too. You all of a sudden have storage that you didn't otherwise have. And it's cute. It's like a little station on wheels that you can put in almost any space that allows for it to fit.
Right.
I did Definitely. It for my baby's room because of you guys. And it's still in action. Like I keep her pull-ups there. I keep her hairbrush there. Right. And it's like, she's got little board books in the bottom that she can play with. Yeah, totally.
It's so great. A
cart is kind of like a mobile over-the-door unit. You know, again, it creates an organized space. It creates homes for things where you wouldn't normally have it. So, you know, you don't have to rely on built-in cabinets and shelves and things like that. If you have an over-the-door unit or a cart, you know, you're adding to your storage possibilities.
Okay, give me one more while we're at it. Hey, let's just round it off to five.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would say baby bins, but I know that's very specific. And that's like
Joanna loves a baby bin. And baby bins are amazing, but it's inside baseball. I feel like baby bins are like friends for organizers. Basically, it's when people make fun of organizers who put bins in bins, which I think that they're making fun of us, actually, in that circumstance. We are the people who put bins in bins.
Yeah.
And that's when I told you earlier, you don't. Remember, an all-purpose bin, no little baby bins, no anything else. You are already doing your part to get organized. But do we love creating little categories within the category? Of course.
You know? I'm going to give you a perfect example of what they did for me. So I have a hair bin that is in a beautiful rattan. They got me this beautiful rattan basket. Within the basket are the baby bins.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them.
Where is this?
In my mudroom, in the rattan, yes. It's hair.
Yeah.
So I have a water bottle. I have a couple brushes. I have her ponytail holders. I have hairspray. I have headbands for Gray. Those are all in my baby bins, in the acrylic, in the basket. And I have to tell you, it says hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the other one, it says teeth. And I have... the beautiful bin with the tag on it. Within it, I have the baby bins, and it is toothbrush, toothpaste, everything you need, floss for the teeth. And another trick that they taught me is, why am I going up to their rooms on another floor? Because it's the last thing they do, and they're not really going to have to make sure they do it. So it's on the first floor. It's on the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's on the kitchen, near the kitchen, when I'm going out the door. Now, that could be in your laundry, that could be in your kitchen. But I'm telling you, if you have small kids or kids who do not like to do anything by themselves, who are not self-sufficient, having those drawers close to you, game changer.
I agree with that. I think it's also to your point, maybe it's about looking at how you live your life and doing the things that actually fit your life as opposed to what
That's
you
right.
think.
Yeah. You got to see how everyone lives and then follow the path. Like if everyone always drops their mail here, let's not put the mail bins in a different room. Like, let's put the bin where the mail automatically goes and just organize
it. That was a true game changer for my family. Like, you saved me thousands of steps. Like, thousands of steps every day because...
And losing our shit because I lose my shit on my kids in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, right. I believe it. So there's one other... I can't believe I almost forgot to say this. Within our new cleaning line collection, there is an under-sink organizer which we talked about before, an under sink.
Right.
It is a game changer. It's two-tiered and it goes on either side of the pipe, you know, the dreaded kitchen pipe, that the sink pipe that kind of disrupts all ability to organize.
Everything.
And it slides out. It's so perfect and it's beautiful. It's clear. It's acrylic. It holds so much. I mean, it is just an absolute game changer. And we love organizing under a sink because most people who haven't organized under their sink think that it's a wasted space. Like they think it's just like a throwaway garbage dump. And it actually has so many real organizing possibilities. And so we're so excited that we got to create an actual solution to go under there because it is it just having an organized sink. It just, you know, this is a space where we should be doing things that feel clean and good. And when under your sink is just a rat's nest, I mean, it just feels gross.
If you follow me on my platform, you know none of my outfits are complete without my jewelry. One of my favorite parts of getting new jewelry is finding new pieces that I can associate with different personal memories. Whether it's buying matching bracelets with Scar on family trips, I love. Receiving earrings from Stuber on a milestone birthday, I also love. Or finding a charm with the initials of someone I love, each piece finds its own special place in my heart, and every time I wear it, I'm instantly taken back. One of the best places to buy custom pieces is Heart Jewelry. They have a great variety of necklaces, bracelets, charms, and they make it super easy to customize your piece with their drag and drop tool on their website. So you literally can see exactly what you're getting and you can also play around. Last week, Scar helped me design matching charm bracelets and it was such a sweet mother-daughter moment. I loved it, she loved it, and I cannot wait to get our bracelets. And while it's really fun activity to do alone or with your kids, it also makes for the perfect gift, which by the way, I hope my kids are listening because Mother's Day is just around the corner and Mama would be very happy with a new charm to add to her collection. And my collection is good. Heart has over 50 charms to choose from. All are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the good old US of A using the most environmental friendly process possible. Their jewelry is designed to resist tarnishing for years, even decades with proper care. Okay, guys, here you go. Visit shopheart.com and use code LIPSTICK10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase and free shipping over $100. That's shopheart.com. Use code LIPSTICK10 for 10% off your first order and free shipping over $100. Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry. So this is very, very exclusive offer for our listeners. Follow them at shopheart, H-A-R-T, on Instagram and TikTok. You guys know I'm always on the lookout for something new to add into my routine to make me feel my best. From supplements to skincare, I'll give anything a try at least once. For a few months now, I've seen more and more people talk about adding a C15 supplement into their routine. So I wanted to give it a try myself. If you don't know about C15, don't worry, because a month ago, I didn't either. C15 is an essential fatty acid that your body needs to stay healthy, especially as you age. You've probably heard of omega-3 and fish oil supplements being a great form of essential fatty acids, but guess what? C15, it has three times more cellular benefits and lasts longer both in the bottle and in your body. I get my C15 supplements from fatty15.com, F-A-T-T-Y-15.com, which is the only place you can buy 100% pure C15 supplements. Fatty 15 is also made from a patented and oxidation-resistant C15 powder derived from plants, so it's vegan-friendly and free of flavors, fillers, allergens, and preservatives. I've been taking C15 for about 2 months now, and I've noted some amazing benefits: deeper sleep, less snacking, calmer, and more just like an easier mood, healthier hair, skin, and nails. I take mine every morning after my breakfast. It also comes in a really chic reusable glass and bamboo jar, so you can totally leave it out on your counter, which is always something I hate when something looks like an eyesore. This does not. Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels and restore your long-term health. You can get an additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit, which I totally recommend, by going to fatty15.com/lipstick using our code LIPSTICK at checkout. Don't forget, LIPSTICK at checkout, fatty15.com.
Talk talk a little bit about your new cleaning line. Tell us everything about it.
We're thrilled. You know, we're people who love categories. So moving into a new category for us is just, it's exciting in a way only an organizer could be excited about, because we get to celebrate the art of cleaning and organization together. A lot of people kind of conflate cleaning and organization, but they're really very close cousins, hand in hand. And so being able to come up with smart solutions that allow for a really easy cleaning process that is also beautiful to have around is exactly what we wanted to create. So all of our items have like a dual purpose. We didn't just want to duplicate what's in the marketplace. We wanted to really make something a notch above and make it smarter. So, you know, every kind of, even just a simple dish sponge, like a scrubber, it has a little clip on it. It actually rests on the edge of the sink. So it doesn't end up on the basin of the sink and just like collecting with all of your dishes. You know, it just, and you don't have to have something on the counter that's all gross and you know, out there for everyone to see. It just holds on to the edge of the sink, and it's so great. We have even something as simple as the trio of toilet brush.
I think that's my favorite.
It's so pretty. It's just a really beautiful, like white kind of modern looking box that has everything kind of lined up in it. So it's not kind of ugly in your space.
Like a plunger, like stuff you need in the house, but no one wants out.
Right. You need these things. And so the fact that we can make them beautiful, you know, a dish pod organizer that clips onto the side of the cabinet, you know, the under sink organizer, I love so much. I love that our cleansing cloths that we have, they're color coded and specific to each category. One is for glass. One is multi-purpose. You know, one is for bathroom.
I'm getting those. I need those desperately.
These are out now.
Yes.
We just launched it.
Yeah.
It's probably sold out, but try to get on the wait list if it is sold out, because it probably will be, because I'm going to buy up everything.
I'll be right behind you.
It's exciting to try and think of like extra creative uses for these items. Yeah. You know, I think for us, we never want to just put things out to like put things out and kind of stamp our name on it. It needs to be better than what's out, you know, or it needs to serve at least an additional purpose.
Functional and beautiful.
Yeah. So I think blending that form and function is what's important.
I think what you guys do so well is make organizing for someone who's, again, I say this about myself, not naturally organized. You make it less daunting.
And I think beautiful.
Yeah. And beautiful and easy to maintain. It's just like, now I'm like, I need to do my bathroom. Like,
what can we expect next? I know there's a few exciting new things coming next for the Home Edit.
Well, we are really excited to show people a glimpse into our brand new lives as the hosts of the reboot for Extreme Makeover Home Edition. We filmed the first episode already in Austin. It was the most exciting, craziest, most fabulous, incredible, emotional journey you could possibly imagine. I've never had an experience like it in my life.
No, we flew out our kids because we had to have them witness.
Tell us everything.
Well, Extreme is extreme. I'll say that. We've had a lot of preparation, I think, to get to this type of show, which, as viewers who had seen it in the past, is a show where a family, a well-deserving family who really needs the love and care, you know, the network, the show Extreme, comes in and either completely redoes their house or builds them a whole new house. And you know, and every single room is accounted for. It is unbelievable, actually, to witness in person. And our version of the show, obviously, is a lens on not just the home building process, but everyone's things that they carry with them from home to home. Because even if you get a new home, a fully brand new, beautiful house, you still have the same physical baggage. You have the same physical things that need to go into it. And a lot of people have, as we all know, incredible emotional challenges and pitfalls, and there are grenades everywhere with these kinds of things. And the courage it takes to go through it by yourself is, I think, just sometimes like insurmountable. So we're there to kind of help people, coach people, go through all their items so that when they move into their brand new house, it is perfect inside and out. Every drawer, cabinet, closet, you know,
I'm so excited. I cannot. I mean, I was a huge fan of the OG. Like I'm not going to say I didn't know. When I heard that this was potentially going to happen, I was so extremely quote pun intended. Unquote, happy for you guys, because first of all, you're two incredible hosts, but I think just the matching and coming together with this show is going to be magic. Okay, I know we have to do a little bit of beauty. Any new beauty products we love, Joanna? Any new headbands? Who's your favorite?
Oh my God. No, I need all your beauty products. I need all of them. Every time
more.
I see you, I'm like writing down notes.
I'll send you more wise.
No, I'm obsessed.
Literally all your wise stuff is so good, Molly, and so beautiful.
Your new, the wise brightening.
The wide awake.
Serum. Oh my, the wide awake. Oh it's so my good. God. It is.
It's a color corrector. A little brightening, amazing. A little depuffing.
It is amazing. Yeah. I need to take a video of Stella and me doing it together because I need her to like actually take the video of it. I love it so much. The texture of it, it feels so good.
It's beautiful. Exciting. Anything else you guys are loving? Who is your favorite headband maker?
Well, we have our own line at Walmart, actually. Right. So I do love ours so much.
All right, so let's pick products that aren't made by all the people on this Zoom.
That's fine.
Okay.
Lily Sedowie, the headbands, and Jennifer Bear.
I love Jennifer Bear. I thought that's who you loved for your OG.
I love both.
Yeah.
Both of those two companies just do such a phenomenal job.
And what about makeup? Anything?
Well, okay. I recently, so my 13-year-old daughter is on a mission to make sure everything I was doing incorrectly before I am doing correctly now. So she will come in and look at my makeup drawer and be like, literally, what are you doing? Like, literally, who raised you? And she was like, you're still doing powder blush. You're doing a powder bronzer. And she will go to Sephora or Ulta, buy me new things and bring them home to
love her.
Get me into this century. And which, to be clear, I did not think that like a powder was bad. But anyway, I'm willing to do whatever she tells me. And she brought home Fenty contour and highlighter sticks that I love. And then a Selena Gomez, the Rare Beauty cream blush.
The mixed berry. You can use it as a lip or a cheek. It's so good.
It's so good. And
you told me this. Yeah, I was like,
thank you, Stella. Thank you. You know, for just helping your old mom out. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to do a little rapid fire. I know we have to go. What's on your bedside table, Clea?
Kindle. Always.
Joanna.
Just a lamp.
Because you're clean and organized.
Okay. So the Kindle's in my drawer on my bedside table.
Oh, that's amazing.
But yes, I have a lamp. But the Kindle
is. That's
a trick
question.
You would see my nightstand and have a heart attack. What's your favorite season?
Spring.
Fall. 100%.
Spring.
Spring and fall.
Spring to me is full. I love fall. Don't get me wrong. But spring is like the reward for like the long, dark winter. Mm. And it's like when I start to feel happy again. And so,
seasonal depression lifts.
It lifts my depression. Yeah. And there's an aspect of fall, a bittersweet aspect of fall where I know what we're headed towards.
No,
I
heading agree. To cozy times. It's cozy times ahead.
I love spring.
I'm with Clea.
I think I know this answer, but vintage or contemporary?
Contemporary.
Contemporary.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Neither.
Overhead lighting or lamps?
Lamps. Oof. Lamps.
Yeah.
Who created overhead lighting? Who did this to us? I mean, it's fine if it's like a pendant, a chandelier. Like, I understand those things need to exist. But like, come on. Like, an overhead.
I know this doesn't ever happen, but if you did have one day off, how would you, in your mind, spend it?
With my children or without my children?
Without your children.
Without my children. Wow.
I don't even know how.
What does that mean? You just get to think things and
right. Well, it depends where we are. Like, can we be anywhere?
No, Joanna, anywhere. You had your best day ever without your kids. Why don't you?
I did.
I would actually agree with this day. I wasn't with Joanna, so I'm furious and offended that she had her best day without me. But I agree with this would be my perfect day. And Joanna and I did have one of them together. So I'm just going to, I'm going to overarch it for both of us because I feel like that was actually our favorite day in the world.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
We had a day off in New York City unexpectedly. And it was like sleep in, brunch, coffee walks in the park, shopping, like walking for like 20,000 steps, you know,
because we had the whole day, we had a day planned and it totally got canceled and it wasn't our fault that it got canceled and we weren't like sick. So we had the whole day empty and it was magical.
And it was actually a snow day in New York. Like it was snowing And so we literally walked through Central Park in the snow with our coffee. Of course, because we were there and didn't know it was going to snow, we had to go shopping to buy proper.
What did you guys buy?
Montclair
everything.
Obviously.
Yeah, we went to Montclair and bought jackets.
Yes.
Oh my God, so good.
And bought necessary jackets and then went to Bergdorf's and bought necessary snow boots. But it was just like, sometimes those unexpected days are magic. You know,
it was magic.
It was the best. Take me back.
I tried to have one of those a couple of weeks ago. I had 2 days off. Mm. I'd done LA, London, New York, beauty meetings, the movie, everything you could possibly. They all left. I crushed a Friday, Saturday morning. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I was so excited. Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
I got so violently ill.
No.
I had the flu so bad.
No.
I could.
Oh, no.
Anyway. What? Yeah. I know. But
you
those
need a
days.
Redo. That's not fair. You need a
redo.
That is not fair.
Okay. You guys, we're doing a Wise Legends episode, and I've picked the two of you to be part of my legends.
Ooh, I love
because
that.
You are.
Love that.
I think I know this, but did you guys have one mentor that had a large impact on your life, on your career?
A mentor or... like somewhat like you've had a huge impact on our career. I mean, you're not like an organizer.
I can name
or that's really like helped you think, you know, because the home edit started as you going just in people. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it is in over 25 your products are over in 25 countries. How many places in the United States can get your services now?
God, we're actually opening up to new markets in Palo Alto and Greenwich.
There's so many they don't even know.
Yeah,
I mean,
so I'll have
think
to
about the success. Is there any one person or two people that had?
I would say three people, if I had to say. And I would say you, Molly, you've had a tremendous, tremendous impact on our lives, our trajectory, our business, all of those things.
In fact, really, Molly, I was going to say you've just had such a huge impact, like Joanna said. But in organizing specifically, you were the one who said, you need to open up a Los Angeles market. You need to stop doing it all yourself. That was you.
That's right.
Well, I just remember, I'm like, how can they, for lack of a better word, like, how can they duplicate themselves?
Yeah.
Like, how can you, and that's ultimately what you did. You created a method that can be taught, that can be learned, and can be take, and that I think is the brilliance of your company because, you know, there was no way with two small kids each that you had at the time. You're like, how am I going to build this? How is it going to be sustainable? But how can I grow? And I think what I loved about your method so much is that I could do it. You know, you could help me get to be able to do it and to maintain it. And I have that takeaway. And, you know, for me, being so busy and having so many, you know, it's like I'm a cat. It's like I have so many different lives. Like, really being organized has truly helped me mentally. It helps me, my kids, you know, I know not all kids, but my kids really thrive on structure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They thrive on a plan. As much as they don't, they need to have like, not cleanliness per se, because our house was always clean, but they like to feel like things are organized. They do. They feel safe that way. It's you know, I don't know if it's anybody other's kids, but that is the truth.
Mine, certainly. I mean, not that they have a choice, but Joanna, who else is on your list? Reese
Witherspoon,
yes, of course.
Obviously, she's had a tremendous impact on our entire lives and business as well, in so many ways, and just with invaluable advice. And just she's an incredible force, and we're just, I mean, beyond.
You guys,
to know her.
I cannot wait. I'm buying the entire cleaning line. The under organization. The what's it called?
Under the organizer.
By the way, I'm ditching my other from you, and I'm
upgrading.
Upgrade
too.
It's so good. You guys are going to love
it. You're
going
to love it.
I can't wait to show you my bathroom under sink when this airs.
All right.
I know.
So
yes, when this airs.
The Home Edit Life. The episodes are still up on Netflix. Get organized with The Home Edit. I'm excited for everything. And if you do not follow them, please, by the grace of the Lord, you're missing out on so much.
Be inspired
at Clea Shear, at Joanna Teplin, at The Home Edit. All right. I love you both. I will see you soon. Emisha, I love you.
I love
That's
you.
A wrap on this week's Lipstick on the Rim. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.